Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue our studies of seven figures depicting or portraying the Christian as seen in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And those of you who have been following the broadcast will remember that in verses 1 and 2, we saw the Christian as a son, a spiritual son, of course. Verses 3 and 4, we saw the Christian as a soldier. And then in verse 5, we saw the Christian as an athlete. And today, with the help of the Lord, we wish to see the Christian as a farmer in verses 6 and 7. And we read there in verses 6 and 7, "The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." Now the husbandman here that's mentioned in verse 6, "the husbandman that laboreth must first be partaker of the fruits," is really a farmer. And most of the modern translations just indeed translate the word as farmer instead of husbandman. Now husbandman, we know what it is from 15th chapter of John's Gospel. The father is the husband, and he pairs or trims the vines that they may bring forth more fruit. He's a gardener, he's a farmer. Now, in the real and literal sense of the word, the farmer does three things. He plows, and he sows, and he reaps. And sowing also, he plants trees. Trees can bring forth fruit as well as the grains. And we know that from those activities, the literal farmer does those things. Plows, sows, and reaps. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the fourth chapter of John's Gospel there, tells his disciples on one occasion, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal." That both he and the sower, and he that soweth rather, and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, "One soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labors. Other men have labored, and ye have entered into their labors." Now the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking about seed here, sowing the seed, and then reaping the harvest. And this is a harvest of souls. It was yet 4 months to the literal harvest. But the Lord said, lift up your eyes. What could they see? People. He says, lift up your eyes. The harvest is now. These people need to be brought into the kingdom of God. And certainly, this is the spiritual application of the sowing. But first, we must consider the plowing, really. Before we think of sowing the seed, and we're going to turning to the 13th chapter of Matthew soon, and if you have your Bibles, we invite you to turn with us. But let's think first of the plowing. You have to plow before you can sow the seed. What corresponds to the actual literal plowing of the farmer? I believe that it's using the plowshare of the Word of God as the Word is energized by the Spirit in bringing that into people's lives. Now the plowman turns over the soil. He breaks the soil up. He aerates the soil. Let's find a spiritual application for this in the matter of preparing the ground for souls. Now, when you open up the soil and aerate it, you open up the mind to spiritual things by the power of the Spirit of God by using the plowshare of the Word of God. And believe me, the Word of God can turn over the soil. It can break up the hard soil and make it soft. We could develop this to a greater degree, but we had just too much ground to cover. But we plow, and plowing is hard work, and it's not very rewarding work just to see the ground turn over. And it's not particularly rewarding over the air or in a visible audience to use the Word of God as a plow, breaking up the fallow ground, breaking up the hard ground and making it susceptible to the Word of God so that the mind is open to the things of God. But that's what happens when you turn the soil over. You aerate it, and so in spiritual things, you open up the mind to spiritual things. Now, in chapter 13 of Matthew, where we told you we would be reading, we have a person who does sowing. Verse 3 of that 13th chapter of Matthew, the Lord Jesus is the speaker, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where there was not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. He who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now the disciples later asked the Lord Jesus what the meaning of this parable was. And he says, Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When any one heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which is sown in his heart. And so we see here that these four types of soul represents four different types of hearts. The Lord tells us that. And he there, they, then cometh that wicked one, and catcheth away that which is sown in his heart. That he, which this is he rather, that which received the seed by the wayside. This is one type of soil. Now we have four types of hearts. Let's examine the second. But he that received the seed in the stony places, the same as he that heareth the word and anon with joy receiveth. Now, some of the seed falls on stony ground. Perhaps there's underlying rock. Well, because there's no depth of earth, the seed germinates, and the roots can't go down, so it all goes to tops. And when the sun comes under those circumstances, all tops and no roots. It withers immediately. Now this corresponds, according to the Lord, he that receiveth the seed in the stony places is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Quick response. Yet he hath not root in himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Now he goes to the third type of heart. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Now this is a different situation, a different type of heart. The seed gets into the heart, they hear the word of God, but the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches just choke the seed. They forget what they hear. And then, of course, he that receives seed into the good ground, the plowed ground, the ground that was made ready, soft, ready to receive the seed, the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. This wonderful parable is brought before you and me to encourage us that just because we preach the gospel, sow the seed, that we do not expect to see results immediately. Four types of soil and three did not produce a thing. The fourth type of soil, where the ground was plowed, where it was made soft, made good ground, it did yield fruit to God, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Now, this is our duty, and this is our task to sow the seed. But don't be discouraged, please. If you tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ, tell them that he died on the cross for their sins, they can go to heaven if they want to, through receiving Christ as Savior, through relying wholly and solely upon what he has done, our works and our prayers and our almsgiving, to no avail. Christ and Christ alone. Don't be discouraged if you don't see results. The Lord has warned us that three types of soil, three types of hearts, will not respond properly to the Word of God. One will. Why? Because it's been plowed. The plowshare of the Word of God has turned it over and upset the people, probably upset them as to their own righteousness, upset them as in regard to their own sin, and makes them ready to receive the Word of God, to believe it, and to be saved. Now, this is our sowing. This is a time of sowing. Now, there are other ways of sowing the Word of God, and we want to look at that. I mean sowing in other senses. I don't mean sowing the Word of God in other senses, but in, for instance, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, the apostle is writing to the Corinthians. He's taking up a collection for the poor saints at Jerusalem to relieve their poverty. They were suffering. And he tells these Corinthians, but I say unto you, verse 6 of chapter 9 of 2 Corinthians, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Now we're told what the sowing is. It's giving of our monetary means, our money, for the relief of others. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Now he tells them, sow your seed. If you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. And then you'll get results, wonderful results. Now there's another way of sowing, and it's recorded in the 6th chapter of the Epistle of Paul to the Galatians. We read there in verse 7 of that 6th chapter, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh, this is not to the ground, this is not the giving of our money, he that soweth to his fleshly nature shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. This is sowing to the Spirit. This is the use or sowing our time and our energies. Now we can give it to the flesh. We can go in for the things of this life, gratify our fleshly desires, or we can spend our time and our energies sowing to the Spirit. Now, when we sow the Word, we reap souls. When we sow our money, we reap love and prayers on the part of those that receive the gift. When we sow our time and our efforts to the Spirit, we reap life everlasting and of the things of eternal value. We are the sowers. We are the husbandman that laboreth. He must first be partakers of the fruits. May God help us to be good sowers. Father, bless your word to our hearts, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.